Children of God,
mukulikeyo mukanyomero etuvuddemu.
Welcome back from the place we've come from.
Kansubire mukutendereza ne mukusinza.
Let me expect you the praise and the worship.
Mazima owulidde nga naawe waddeyo saddaka ebibala ebyemimwa gyo ettendo.
Indeed you failed to have given a sacrifice.
Eri Katonda omulamu.
Unto the living God.
Owulidde nga naawe okutendereza.
You've heard you've praised him.
Okiwulidde nga omusinziza.
You've heard you have worshipped him.
Ekigambo okutendereza.
The word praising.
Kwe kutenda n'owaana n'osukka n'osusaawo.
Is to praise someone beyond.
Okusinziira ku bukulu n'obulungi bwe.
According to the greatness and the beauty of the person.
Okusinza.
The worship.
Kwe kugamba nti omusinziza abantu bonna okugulumiza okusinga ekintu kyonna.
Glorified him above anything else.
Kale twebaza Katonda atuwadde ennyimba eziri mu kigambo
kye. Now we thank God he's given us songs which are in his words.
Ogenda mu maaso n'okumugulumiza.
To move on to glorify him.
Twebaza Katonda olw'obujulizi bwonna.
We thank God for all the testimonies.
Obuli mu kigambo kye mutuwadde.
In his word he has given us.
N'okwebaza mu ebyo ebirungi byatukoledde.
And the thanks and the good things he's done for us.
N'ebyo byonna byatuyisizzaamu.
And all that he's passed us through.
Abapya mwenna tubaanirizza nnyo mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
The first time as we welcome you in the name of Jesus.
Mwebale okusalawo okwo okulungi okw'okukkiriza Mukama waffe Yesu.
Thank you for choosing right to believe the Lord Jesus.
Era n'okusalawo okunoonya n'okugoberera obulamu obutaggwaawo.
And even to choose seeking to follow eternal life.
Mwebale okwewaayo okukyusa ebikolwa byonna ebitali bya butuukirivu.
Thank you for committing yourself to change all acts of unrighteousness.
Okulabika ekkanisa entukuvu Mukama waffe gy'agenda okunona.
To appear a holy church which the Lord is coming back for.
Kulina mmwe abapya abajja nga muli mu mbeera enzibu.
We have in you new ones who come and you are in hard situations.
Naye ggwe abayasooka mu kifo kino n'okyuka.
But you first came in this place and you changed.
Mu bikolwa byonna ne mu njogera.
In all your actions and your talk.
Oyambyeko muganda woyo naye okukyuka.
You've helped that your brethren to change.
Era nga naye agenda kukyusa bangi olw'okukyuka n'ava mu mbeera ezitasaana.
And them too will change many for changing from situations not right.
Mazima ofuuse enjiri olw'okukyuka.
Truly you become a gospel for the changing.
So toddanga mabega.
And don't dare retard back.
Ofuuse enjiri eri abangi.
You become a gospel to the many.
Gwe wenna akyusizza okuva mu bikolwa ebibi.
All you who have changed from the evil acts.
Okukola ebikolwa eby'obutuukirivu.
To do the acts of righteousness.
Mu njogerayo.
In your speech.
Mu nyambala.
In your clothing.
Mu ntambula.
In your walk.
Mu neeyisa.
In your character.
Ne mu nfaanana.
And in your appearance.
Kitugwanira okutambula nga Kristo bwe yatambulanga.
It's required of you to move as Christ moved.
Kale kyenva nnyongera okwebaza
Now that why I move on to thank more.
Erimwe ababyanga mwarokoka.
Unto you the new ones who God said.
Eranga mumaliridde okudda mu bwakabaka bw'omuguru.
And you are determined to get back with the kingdom of heaven.
Ebyamagero nga mbitutenga mmere y'abaana.
And you have taken miracles as food to the children.
Naye nga si kye ky'okunoonya.
But it's not something we seek for.
Mubitutenga ennyongeza.
You have taken them as additions.
Fenna wamu tutwala omukisa ogwo.
All of us together we take that blessing.
Kubanga ffe fenna tumaliridde.
For all of us are very determined.
Naye eri ababya twongera okubagumya.
But to the new ones we move encourage them. We are together with you in the journey of heaven. And we are together. Everyone to lighten. Don't bring a darkness making another get lost. In the words without understanding.
In
acts of foolishness and ignorance. All that we take it away. That we don't cause anyone stumble to get destroyed. Unto the new ones, we know sometimes what they speak holds darkness. But we bear them till they get the light. If they want, we try to put things which will cause them want.
And
we welcome them every day. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omulundi gwe ogusoose okujja leero
saabe
Yesu sempandikira ku mukono gwo.
You raise up your hand.
Wandika omukono gwo tofaayo. Mukama akuwa omwoyo we mu bujjuvu.
May God give you his spirit in the fall.
Omwoyo w'amagezi n'okutegeera.
The spirit of wisdom and understanding.
Okuteesa n'amaanyi n'okumanya.
The counsel and the power and knowledge.
N'okutya Mukama.
And the fear of God.
Osobole okuyimirira mu mulembe guno
omubi. That you can stand in this evil age generation.
Essaala eyo ngitadde eri abapya abawanise emikono gyabwe.
I put that prayer to the new ones who have raised their hands.
Naye osobola naawe okuwanika n'ekukolera.
You too you can raise and it works for you.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Osabire omwoyo w'amagezi.
I pray you the spirit of wisdom.
Omwoyo w'okutegeera.
Understanding, the spirit of counsel,
Omoyo wa amani.
The spirit of power.
Omoyo wa kumanya.
The spirit of knowledge.
Omoyo kutia mukama.
The spirit of fear of God.
Omoyo wa mukama.
The spirit of the Lord.
Ngabo ali mukubikulirwa nyata.
As in Revelations 4:5.
Isaiah 10 nemu.
Isaiah 11.
Unyo lisoka nulo kubi.
Verses 1 and 2.
Akusoboze so wangule nse.
It enables you overcome the world.
Atolemere dua na wakatini.
Not failed even.
Mulingeli ya mukama wa
Yesu. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. We will come with the new generation with the full knowledge of God and His glory. That is this ministry. That generation was promised in the Psalm 78. He will create a new generation of those who know Him
and
those who will worship Him in understanding. They will not be like generations of their forefathers.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
True,
He's promised to do an amazing work in the new generation. He will create people with the full knowledge and His glory. And we were sent to be able to fulfill the call of the nation Uganda. To prepare all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus. And we resume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And we resume to rebuild the church of Christ, the saints of God. And this time it's not the buildings. The buildings will be there, help us, the heat not to hit us, and the rainfall not to fall.
Us,
but we shall never call it a church.
For
it's not going to come back, take a building. Now we are determined to fulfill that work. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa, and our Bible reader, Teacher Isaac. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We welcome you still in serving God, each one of you called of God, and you are saved. Or you are going to get saved. You come, we serve God. We want to move on with the call of the nation Uganda. And we still get an explain of the vision which God gave the brother John Kanya. A word of encouragement unto Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we want to look unto those, the great things within that vision. We first saw the word, what is revival? And we understood as scriptures explained to us the New Testament. That which revived the Old Testament. Which helped us what we faltered in the Old Testament. And what we had failed to fulfill. And the Lord Jesus came past in the New Testament. To correct them and to fulfill. We understood it means getting back the first love. The love of God. That we saw in the vision of the brother John Kanya. When God told him revival is to come from the nation Uganda,
so
he also looked at another major word in that vision, that as the nation Uganda,
we
have been called to be pioneers of faith all over the world, to lead on their world in the faith, which comes from hearing and hearing the word of God. For in the coming of the Lord Jesus, he asked in Luke 18 verse 8, when the Son of Man will come back, will he find the faith on the world? Now, as a nation called to prepare all the world for His coming, that's why He sends us to be pioneers in the faith. That coming from hearing and hearing the word of God.
He
can come back and find those who believe His word in the name of follow stories, neither invented words. But we are in the Word of God, as written in the Bible. What we've last explained in this vision, it is called Uganda, unto the great wisdom and the knowledge. In the revelation put in action, I expect we've heard well those words. The wisdom he heeds before the world existed. The wisdom which is in the world. Praise Jesus so much. We want to finish that vision and another major word which is in that vision.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When say we are a chief bride,
Uganda,
the chief bride of Christ, the one who prepares his brides all over the entire world, that is the Holy Church.
Uganda,
the chief bride of Christ, the one who prepares the brides of Christ all over the world, the Holy Church, which has no spot, not a wrinkle. That is one of the great things which ends in this vision. We are going to get explained of it. How shall we appear as chief brides? How can we prepare other brides? The Church of Christ, which is holy, which has no spot and not a wrinkle. This time is not the buildings, they are the holy people.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. If you know you
have
been called to be a chief bride,
indeed,
you have to work much on yourself, things required of you, that the junior brides may take you an example. As a church in Uganda, church all over the entire world, the other brides, indeed, prepared ourselves as a bride promise. The others to copy of us. We even teach of them. The bride Christ is coming back for how they appear. That church, how does it appear?
Let
us begin right. We ended. We hear brief of that vision. And we get explained of that word.
Uganda,
Uganda called the chief bride, the holy church of Christ. Prepare the bride of the Lord Jesus, the church all over the world, the saints of God. Understand it well. Learn it. And you walk by it. And you preach it. And then you do it. Praise Jesus so much.
Uganda. John Kenya. Befused with man's... What God is doing in your nation cannot be fused with man's plans. God laughs at this and is calling you to a greater wisdom and knowledge, revelation in action.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've last ended as we explained.
Uganda.
God has called Uganda unto the greater wisdom and the full knowledge, the revelation put in immediate action. What does it mean? That we've chosen to hear the next point.
Uganda
called that the bride of Christ, the holy church. To prepare the brides of Christ, the holy church all over the world, the saints of God, the brides whom Christ is coming back for. That revelation put in action immediately.
There is
no any more waiting. And if you hear these words, don't wait
until
we begin tomorrow to be that bride. Begin right now. Be that chief bride, the holy church, that which can prepare other churches all over the world, the brides of Christ all over the world, the children of God, the saints.
You are the bride of Christ. You are here in this land for a reason.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. You are a bride of Christ.
You
work on the occasions, you know how a bride has to appear. You are a bride of Christ. You are in Uganda for a reason. You are that chief bride. When Christ comes back for his bride, his church, his saints, not the buildings. After he tells you are his chief bride, makes you prepare all brides all over the world. But how are you going to clothe them? You know, many times, when you've not been bride, you cannot, it's hard to know what bride needs.
Yes,
praise Jesus. After you enter, become a bride, or you are a man, or a woman, that's when you know what the bride's name.
He
tells us we ourselves. Let's first realize as a holy church,
Uganda,
to be the first bride, the chief bride.
Prepare
brides is coming back for all over the world. And he tells us, the time you are in Uganda, whether you're born in there, just come in, you're a friend of us. Or you are our enemy. You too, you are in Uganda for a reason.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
All those loving God all over the world.
God
is determined to await the coming of Jesus.
This
nation Uganda is there for a reason.
And
those sitting in it,
they
are known to be the chief brides.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much. Let's hear.
Starving will cease, the widows will be filled, mourning will come for a little longer, and then joy will come after that mourning.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so
Agamba,
much. He says, in that time as we are becoming that bride, the chief bride, the holy church, the children of God, right from Uganda,
we
go prepare nations. That time, there's going to be tears, the killing, things we are problems, sicknesses, which we are in us today. After that bride has realized it, God is going to change the situation.
So
there will be tears
and starvings.
And you don't know what is moving on. Why are we not helped? Who is killing us? Who is sickness? Who is capturing our people?
There
we have realized we are brides of his. The chief bride. Prepare all brides all over the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Before move on to hear what is next. I told you after we finish the third phase.
The faith
of the call of the nation Uganda involves the biblical signs. Biblical signs in the scriptures. Those which will happen as the call is meant to be fulfilled. And those signs appear like the ones of the coming of Jesus. The faith of the call of the nation of Uganda.
All
killings, battles, wars. Yet the moment we are into, we are the right time to be revealed of this
world.
And we are the right time of implementing them.
Amen.
Yes, we are the praise Jesus.
Amen.
The rightful chief bride never hinders the coming back of Jesus. The rightful bride says one thing. You come, O Lord. And we as Uganda,
he's
coming of Jesus. We cannot doubt he's coming. We speak one thing, let him come. We are
with
the chief bride who believes in the coming back of the one marrying us. After we've understood that word, we begin to prepare the other brides told of us,
right
from all nations of the world, the saints of God.
It's
when we read in Revelation 22, verses 7,
it
speaks like this.
Revelation 22, verse 7.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's begin. Revelation 22, verses 12.
Laba, njija mangu, nempera yange, elinange, okusa sula buli muntu, ngo mulimu gwe, gwe guli.
Yes, you will
see. Praise Jesus.
Agamba laba, ankorachi.
He said he's coming.
Njija mangu.
He's coming soon.
Nempera yange.
With his reward.
Okusa sula buli omunga bwabaddako.
Each one as they have been doing.
Nenjukira okujja kwe.
But remember he's coming.
Yakutunuliza nyo. Africa,
he
said
that
Egypt.
Much in Africa, which is known as Egypt,
days,
in the eras of BC.
No,
in BC, entire Africa was called Egypt, which is the present day Africa. When he promised in Isaiah 19, he
said,
see, I'm on a swift cloud and I'm coming to Egypt. In Isaiah 19, verses 5 to 10, the country with the river Nile where it's so steep. He wants to best there prepare for his coming. That's why they say he's in a swift cloud and he's coming to Egypt. But we know he's coming. He comes on a cloud. Revelation 1:7. That he comes on the cloud. And every eye will see him.
Those
who pierced him will see him.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
So
when you read Revelation 22, verses 12,
he
says, see, I am coming soon.
Yes, you ever see.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And even my reward. Pray each person has their actions of
faith.
But he, the bridegroom, says, you know why the bride, we are saying,
come?
For they have prepared themselves. That not prepared is one who says, don't come. Now, as
Uganda,
we have to prepare quick. We speak that come, oh Lord. Remember 2005. God begins to be the John of heaven.
Yes, we have
been. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Heavens open. He appeared on his throne.
Angels
flying surrounding him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
He sent to
Jericho.
Things
were in the form of Jericho. One held his blood and another held water. When I poured it down, it flowed the entire world. Water flowed and the blood to flow. I asked him what he
was doing.
He began to throw photos of different nations from the space.
America.
And is America. Every
nation.
Even the people there, how they look. Every language tongue I've chosen my saints there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
As he told me that
one.
He was right on the heavens, yet I had him down here as I stood on the
wall.
He told me, run quick, reach the other place.
I reached
in my physical home. As I read there, it was a heart.
Kali yao kazimbi dua.
Built.
Kali bakasere sere na ndagarezi kazi.
Roofed it with dry banana leaves.
Nendo kulaba nga mulimu ejuba.
In it I saw a dove and it was very sick.
Nali kunyuseke
byo. And its feathers were torn off.
Nemubuja.
I asked him.
Who
has tormented this dove like this? He told me that's not a dove. People have tormented my spirit and contended with him. As they did in Genesis 6. They tormented my spirit, argued with him.
ne bamuteeka mu kanisa ezifaafaaganye
nemubuuzakyogamba
eno yekkanisa akayumbayumba
nti
abo be bantu bange tebabazimbye
n'omwoyo
wange bamulwaziza mu bo n'agamba naye nkutuma genda onzimbire ekkanisa agenda okulaba baweereza ebyokuzimbisa bibaweereza biringa birabo nga bisibiddwa
bulungi planted well. They come from heaven
coming.
As they opened them,
these
apostles,
prophets,
pastors, build the church with that.
Yes,
praise
God.
And they are wrapped very well.
Apostle, pastor,
prophet, musician, evangelist.
That's why
come here, you have to realize your gifts.
Nangani yibo malo zimba.
Uyito
moyo wanga akomewo mu kanisa yange.
My spirit to come back in my church.
Nakwate jubali dine ndi jamu kayumba kayi.
I got the daft to
come back. Bali nentandiko zimba.
I began to build.
Nenga mpanga omutume ko
nabi. But I was ordering an apostle and a prophet. Musumba
kumubulizi
wendi. Pastor and an evangelist.
Amen.
Yesu yewe
zimba. Praise Jesus so much. After I
built, I built. So nge kanisa
now as church
tukyazimba bizimbe
kana no build buildings let me tell you
kubanga yampisa mulugendo lwe myako
musa took me the journey of 7 years
anjikirize bintu bingi nyo bya wandiku
ya masi told me the things in scriptures of truth
atugena mserize ezokolisibwa
going series of vision
mali myaka musa
for 7 years
kolisibwa kuchusibwa
vision the trans
azota yulim
azota the urine
sami mwentambulize omwoyo
informing the spiritual transport
nezimu kuzoto ziulira
ngako some of them you've never heard of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus Amen. So much.
Na yere angamba.
He told me.
Gwe Uganda.
You Uganda.
Nemuga, nize.
I say you, me? No.
Uganda huyo.
No. Uganda is there.
Nilikula Uganda jali mabega wa.
I say Uganda is behind me.
Nga mapu ya fe nyine gwe.
Just as our map is.
Ye gwe.
It is you.
Gwe mgole wango omukuru.
You are my chief bride.
Handikirawo kutegeka.
Begin from there to prepare.
Gwe kanisa soke wa ukachukwe kutegeka.
First church to prepare.
Ondegekira makanisa gona
mwese. Prepare all churches in the world.
Nanyonyola chebaito mugoli.
Explain what I mean by bride, the holy church.
Je tunaandika kusomeri mu Kristo.
Which we are
studying kwa Satan.
In the Christ as we study schemes of Satan.
Wetuba tusoma kwa Satan
ni kanisa. Schemes of the devil against
Christ. Tujasoma Kristo mtufu ne kanisa.
We shall study the right Christ and his church.
Ba Kristo bubulimba na makanisa
gani. False Christ and their churches.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus.
Na hili ratisi katufuneku.
Let's get.
Kubanga yo mugora agamba chimu.
He the bride says one thing.
Atusoma yule 10 na musavu.
Kubikura 2 mu 2. Revelations 22.
Kubikura esula eya 2 mu 2 no linyole 10 na musavu.
Revelations 22:7.
Eromoyo. Nti eromoyo no mugore bogera nti jangu.
Eromoyo mutukuvu oyo.
And the Holy Spirit.
Tukiromoyo yasoka mu mugore.
The Spirit is the one who comes first.
Bali kulabonna no mugole.
Working together with the bride.
Omoyo no mugole.
Spirit and the bride.
Bagamba jangu ayimukama.
Come O Lord.
Omanyote lokula bekipanda.
You usually see.
Kiri ekiri kukubo.
Image our signpost.
Bayinza no chikutira koko.
They can even display it right.
Nora ba Christ eringa jia.
And you see Christ is coming.
Eringa soso mukono gusose tuma moyo mutukufu.
Hand has first gone for the Holy Spirit.
Ayingira mu Uganda.
And he enters in Uganda.
Omulengereri.
You see him up there.
Ajana yo moyo huyo
coming by the spirit is ahead of him.
So se muyi watasibira mu Uganda.
Forward into Uganda.
Nga Uganda eri mu map wakati nga
wodiya.
Yes, yo na world map.
The world map.
Oyo echo che tusome echo.
That's what we study now.
Amen.
Kati yo moyo mtu kuvunga asinzira mu Uganda.
The Holy Spirit is in Uganda.
Ne Uganda ngo mugoro mukuru tugamba.
As the chief bride.
We wawo jangu ayo kama.
Come O Lord.
Abashinga batiro kula ekipande
ekyo. Most people see that signpost they never understand it.
Makuruchi.
And what meaning is?
Ate Yesu uri eri
ati. Jesus is upcoming.
Ate juba.
And the doves ahead of him.
Omoyi huya ayikanga amazi okuva mikono je.
Like water from his hands.
Atasibido ana mu Uganda.
Line up to Uganda.
Arage chikondo che tabaja.
Shows the lampstand.
Bible wasi.
The Bible down.
Aga obaji keje.
What is that? That is what means the bride.
Uganda,
Uganda the chief bride.
It's
together with the Holy Spirit to prepare all the nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
The bride says one thing. Come, for he knows he's prepared.
The
one not prepared, they may come throw me in hell.
Happens
they cast in the lake of fire.
But
the rightful bride
says,
oh Lord, come. Now we want to prepare church.
We are
not worried though Christ comes, says I'm coming tomorrow. Oh Lord, we waited long for you.
Amen.
Let's repeat this verse we hear. Revelations
22:17.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
Holy Spirit and the bride, they say come.
Then
he hears.
You
know that those going to hear, and we pray
to
hear. And they say, if it's settled, let him come.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
What's been worrying us on the coming of Jesus? You doubted whether you will reach. Reach in heaven or not.
You know,
there's someone fears to check out of the body. What they call death. Or they don't know where they are going. But the person prepared and the bride always, they go from the body, they know where they are going. This bride we prepare, the church of Christ, the saints of Christ, we prepare that though they get there from the body, then they go home.
Amen.
If they wait for
manifestation,
they come with him.
You know, when
the bridegroom comes, he has those escorting him.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
Now, saints who were ahead of us come with the bride, and they find us.
We
are translated to go with them.
Amen.
The bride appears how? The Holy Church, how do you appear? You build buildings, you renovate them, you pull angle lines that you measure.
And
you bring the materials for building builds.
And
you
paint
on the building. Is that the bride?
You know,
the problem we find here.
There
are things teaching us in the world, yet we don't mind them.
Chitufu,
truly,
ndibatimba,
that they paint where the bride is going to be wedded. But they go beyond to decorate the bride and to clothe them better.
Chitufu,
truly,
this built
well where the bride is taken
in the city
of God, Jerusalem,
as
in images we show
here.
But you going, how are you prepared?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. That's why I say Revelation 21 verses 9. I encourage you in the name of the Lord Jesus.
You
think of a word of being a chief bride. And the word is spoken of you being a bride of Christ. A holy church.
Which
Jesus is going to come back for. Remember when the message began, it says,
Uganda,
you are an example unto the nations. Everything we become, we are an example. We are leaders. We are to encourage the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now let's think of the word of the bride. What are you to do to appear the exact
which
Jesus expects of you in Uganda?
Be
a real bride he speaks of. You know it's threatening. And the bridegroom is preparing himself.
Yes,
that's my bride.
He's
in the other place.
oriye yenviri wazisajemu
ebiku there you cut funny funny hairstyles
ngoriye oyamba de obugoyo obutategeere
cloth funny clothing
etwana abiyebigere byo nabitugala
all your feet are dirty
mugolali eliyo musajja agamba ngendo okumuno namuwa
right groom says I'm going to pick them marry them
ageno okuddo okunona asanga mulalu awe
de as they come back to pick they find a typical mad person
naga badaira banno mukole wa
look at my bride
naye mazima aba ajja ko kube emigo
they will beat you then
akuchayira uno obuchayo bwekitalo
they hate you immediately with much hatred
okumutegese ekibuga ekyo kyonna kyonna
make them prepare this big city like this
ekyamugolewe jagenda okumwanjulira
where the bride will be introduced
embaga jagenda okubeera
where the wedding is going to happen
no maro mulemesa nakusinga nango olinga omulalula
find you appear like a mad person
ngabagambi wekole konge kabisa
he said work on a sulfur charge
nakusinga nanga gweto yambade nenge nyumba yewa
not cloth but your house
most ragojiti
where you sleep you've painted it decorated it
nenga gweto
but you yourself you've not worked on yourself
kati chovola Uganda
that's why you see that
na muri no buzi
and the world you have a problem
muri kubizibe moyo yoyo
you are renovating furnishing buildings
Nayaba nona
but the one coming back
again atwala nyumba yangu
is not going to take that house
owangi
friend
we will get no kuwasa
if you go to marry
nona nyumba yake ongezo kuwasa
you pick a house of the one you go to marry
era ne banyirize nyumba yabo ngire ka
they punish the house you leave it there
we to alilo mugoleo
take your bride
Yes Jesus
praise Jesus
kale katudeyo kumulamwana era
let's get back on
Yes Jesus
praise Jesus
kingeze zako kugamba
what I try to tell you
okusenje tugendo somo kubikuli bweno isuria bimwemu
read Revelation 21 verses 9
asose nategeke erijogenda
first prepared where you're going
embaga jigenda omukoro gwembaga
ikugendo kubira
nayinga to inakwetegekera kunsi
have to prepare yourself for the world
omugore
the bride
katoze mukutimba timbe simu
nyo painting the world we better
well akunona tano nanzi
the one coming for you is not coming for the world
he comes back kyenkwa necho okulabirako
the example I've given you
ngenda kuwasha
I'm going to marry
when pasar ye
when I marry is elsewhere instead of preparing
ali ku nyumba ya
they are on my house
yo mubiri
the body the physical house they are painting putting decorations in the house
they are ignore what themselves
as my bride
nze bwenji jantwala nyumba
or the house or the bride
adene munazimba ibizimbe bitwe kalisa
you build the whole church and they are beautiful
sibiano na wano
they are not going to come back for them
gwe mugore focus
you are the focus the bride
amen
yes you was
raised
yes
amen
niwe munazimbe bizimbe
ne
mubide cathedral
and you call them cathedrals basilica and the others
aja kutunulira
he will look at you
akosangenga
and he finds you
ali nempera atejajana
he has the reward he comes with even
okusasura buli omunga bwabadde akola
each one as they have been doing
abagora abamunyiziza
you right with anger here
obuchayo obwechitalo
in the hatred
obuchayi
hatred
abadde akwagala nnyo
he loved you much
yali kagamba bamunda bilando mugolewa
see my beloved
mumugambe kwagala kugenda ku
that is going to kill me
nayo okudda kwenga akusanga
ambi when he finds you
oria ori ligole gole rotengere
a funny bride
ngenjaga zakula ko
zo mekomere
uri mu wabutwa kumpi
you are
uri musumba we bigambe bitasara
pastor keeping funny words
uri mu kanisa okule
ebitali bitufu church do things not right
oje kumubulira baba gole we batebe
you will tell him whether brides appear like that
Yes, you must be
praised Jesus.
Amen. Atugambe mukubikuru babiri mwemu.
Tells us Revelation 21.
Yoro mwenda.
Verses 9.
Kubikuru sura ya biri mwemu no linyirwa mwenda.
Revelation 21 verses 9.
Ne wacho mu kuwo kuba malaika omusanvu abalina ebya omusanvu abajjula nti abajjula ibonyo obonyo omusanvu ebyenkomero. Ngagamba nti jangu nakulaga omugole omukazi womwana gwendiga
nti nakulaga omugole
that I will show you the bride
omukazi womwana gwendiga
the woman of the lamb of God
adulirija
now listen
mukamafa dakuno nafengeka
Jesus comes back for us as church
iranga gamba
and he says
tuli bagolebe
we are his bride
nayate Uganda
but Uganda
unokodwa mwakenso
you've been singled out
okubera omugole omukuru
be a chief bride
ategeka abagole bonno kwetolesa
one preparing brides all over the world
tebereza yamara namutwala olusozi waguru omwoyo.
He took him on the mountain. He showed him where the bride feast is going to end. You know, when you get your bride, you prepare a special house. Now you bride.
Don't
even brush what you speak is worthless.
The word
you speak is not the gospel, they smell even. You have hair of the Rastafarians. That's the gospel you preach. Your actions are filled of robbery. You expect to take you to the house of the bride, and you're like that. Let's read the next verse. Revelation 21 verses
10.
Listen, the city you're going to.
Mugole.
The bride. Let me call you bride.
Yes, you was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
But you go there with your character, those characters.
Yes, you was
raised Jesus.
Amen. You
go there as a worthy bride.
Yes, you was raised.
Praise Jesus so much.
So,
what we try to fight is to bring understanding. What does God want from us in this call of the nation? We are no more in stories, brethren. We need to understand and implement things. It speaks through the brother, the servant John
Kanya,
right from Nigeria. You are the bride, the chief bride of Christ. You prepare other brides. The holy church. It has no spot and not a wrinkle. You know, he waits for you.
It's
about to come to the bridegroom. He clothes very well. Now the bride will refuse to clothe. Don't go back to the bridegroom. How are we going to clothe? You know, people can do madness. And they buy
all
gowns of the bride and they clothe them physical. Understand how we are to clothe.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Those are examples shown you there on the screen. And don't go back, clothe them. If you say, let me buy, get my dove. And I clothe the garments of the brides. And I see grow wings, wait for the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
We give you samples, examples. That you can understand well. You know what is this? When you look to Matthew 22, verse 1, let's read and we hear. Matthew 22, verses 1.
Mungero. Ngagamba anti, urokubiri. Obwakabaka obw'omuguru, bufaananyizibwa omuntu eyali kabaka, eyamufumbira omwana we embaga ey'obugole. Olwokusatu. N'atuma abaddu be okuyita abayitirwa.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
That
the kingdom of heaven, it is appearing like a king.
We gamba yategeka embaga
ey'obugole. He prepared the wedding banquet of his son.
Kino kiyingiddemu kitaffe.
This is involved with the father.
Ategese omukolo guno.
He's preparing this banquet
eri Kristo
and to Christ.
But
when he speaks, the Holy Spirit says, I espouse you to one husband, Christ, as the virgin girls.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
The Father's prepared. The banquet is for Christ at us.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
But the Father says, and he
said,
his servants.
And
they call people on the banquet.
You
know, in the entire Old Testament,
God's
been calling people on his banquets.
Calling
brides, but they are rebellious.
Matthew 22, verses 3. Rukuna. Natuma nate abaduba abalala. Ngagamba anti. Mubulira abantu abayitibwa. Ntiraba. Mfumbi embaga yange. Enteza ange. Neza saba zitidua. Nebyo na yete setese. Muche kumbaga eyobu gole.
Kakati nate kekabulichimu.
He prepared everything.
Na ye wayo ye kenyini ngomu goro.
And he gave himself as the bridegroom.
Okufi ili kanisa.
To die for the church.
And he
prepared the city of God. As it tells us in John
14. I'm
going to prepare for you in my father's house and many mansions. If it was not like
Sandy
that,
Bagambi.
I wouldn't have told you.
But
because I go prepare for you, I'll come back pick you up. Me where I am. You too shall be there. Now the bridegroom went. He sends ambassadors in different ways. Initially, the father came sending. Right from Abel, the first shepherd.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Najanga atuma o naone lagani kadeo kwa Ibrahim Isaka Jacob.
Old Testament, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Musa,
Moses,
Joshua,
the Joshua,
Abara Muzi,
the judges,
never nabi.
Even prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Matayo esula ya bili mubili nolo njiri uroktani.
Matthew 22 verses 5.
Na yepo ni batasayo mwoyo, ni bagenda, omulala mchaloche, omulala mbukusi we, uromukaga. Aba sigara wo, ni bakuwanta abaduwe, ni wabajirida echejo, ni wabata.
Kakati agamba.
Now he says,
Ndimukutu itakumbage,
he's going to ask the wedding banquet.
Tumaba wedi zabanji.
He sends many ministers.
When they tell us
we are in a business,
I'm
going to the village,
I will spend days.
I don't want to be told that. I
will be there in
my days. I will come. You know, I first go to doing business. Let's first crack our deals.
And
those go like that, they are in business.
Most
of the people in business, they say they repent in the days of their death. Others are still in the issues of their clans. The clans of the world. Leave us our clans. Others are in religions. Those in religions have got ministers beaten them. They contend with them. Even with the false salvations.
Matayo esula ya bili mubili n'olunyirwa musanvu.
Matthew 22 verse 7.
Kabaka nakwatibwa obusungu. Nagamba ekyerye. Nazikiza abasi abo. Nayokya ekibuga kyabwe. Olw'omunaana. Awo nagamba abaddu be nti obugole bweteeseteese. Naye abo abayitibwa tebasaanira.
He said, that was spoken as the Old Testament was ending. And he said, I'm going to burn the nation of those people. Second Peter chapter 3. This world will pass away with the fire and the melting.
And
those who rebelled against this banquet, they
are
put in the lake of fire to be melted. And he said, me from olden days,
if
the bridegroom is there,
Christ Jesus,
Christ Jesus,
but
his church itself, they are not worthy at all. Brides, but when you look at the brides, look at what they are clothing, look at what they do, look, they are into business, look at what they are doing. Tell them
that
go to America, the car is there. I see how
they are
touching you. If they prepare brides, that's what they do.
Matayo esula ya bili mubili n'olunyirirwa mwenda.
Matthew 22 verses 9.
Kale mugende omasanganzira ag'enguudo. Bonna be munaalabayo mubayite ku mbaga ey'obugole. Olw'ekkumi. Abaddu bali ne bagenda mu nguudo. Ne bakuŋŋaanya bonna be baalaba. Ababi n'abalungi. Obugole ne bujjula abagenyi.
Akati ekizibu.
Now the problem.
Enembaga enyuma.
This banquet is interesting.
mukutuma ababaka bano ba malaika kuruna ku lwa mukama
the angels on the day of the
Lord agenda kunganya bonna
they will gather all people
Then we enter
the city,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven, which is going to hold that banquet. For all of us are called brides. And
they
have not segregated, singled out anyone. But the problem,
the
bride was not clothed with the clothing. On judgment, all of us shall be in the city of God,
Jerusalem
of heaven.
But
what surprises most? How will you appear there? Those who sing, they say. On the day of the feast, how can you appear shameful? Now, angels on the day of coming
to us,
the coming of the chief bridegroom, the bridegroom, they are going to pick out all people, the evil and the good ones. Even though clean brides, the Holy Church, it has to first move up. But after, the evil brides, they will come for judgment. And we judge them for
scorning
to prepare for the chief bridegroom.
Matthew 22, verses 11. Naye kabaka bwe yayingira okulaba abagenyi n'alabamu omuntu atayambadde kyambalo kya bugole 12 n'amugamba nti munnange oyingidde otya wano nga tolina kyambalo kya bugole
a
problem has come
owange
you calling
oyingidde otya wano
how have you entered here
oluza yali omu bwati
you think he was one
Uzodia kumbaga
How have you come Kaya on
my way?
Yet he said, let them bring all of them.
Now
he's speaking against those who don't have garments of the brides. Where have you passed? Who has brought you here?
Katinga Uganda.
Now as Uganda, you are a chief bride.
The
one who prepares all the other brides.
You
have to know of what way and what form of clothing. As we prepare, are we going to clothe them?
And
how do we clothe ourselves?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
after we clothe, how can we keep the garment of the bride?
It
never gets the spots, not even the wrinkles. When you reach there, you clothe it, but it is torn. Let me ask you, who tore this garment of yours? Yet you were in immorality and they tore it off. As you come on the bridegroom, it is exposing your privacy. Your acts which are not worthy. You know wrong acts. They call them private acts. They are like private parts. They are hidden. They are not easy to be seen.
Now,
you committed immorality, fornication, and now you stand up and tell us if they are not secret. Tell us how you began it.
But
if you have no clothing, or if it's torn and it's exposing you, we shall be on screen surrounding the city of God. And we see everything you've been doing. That's why I tell you, do your sins alone. But we shall see all of us.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
Where you
have no garments of the bride.
Kati kanisa nkubulire.
Now church a little bit. Even though you make noise out there. You do all that you do.
But
have you clothed as brides? Those who have been married by the bridegroom? Christ Jesus? Are you a worthy church? Has the spot not a wrinkle?
Oba muri yomuri ikana.
Oh, you are out there making noise.
Muri imbo ansavu musavu.
As 77 dogs.
Abala muri mu P5
na. Others you are in the P5.
Friends,
we do the things under the sun.
But
the end is of the bride. Everything we do it. We build cars, we write, and we build houses. But none of those we go with. But the only garment of the bride is what we lift with from this world.
Amen.
Yes, we have
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
You know,
a bride comes in a car, yes. If they tell you don't open that car, carry your bride, take her. Can you accept that? If they give you another ugly person. Even Jesus is like that.
Houses
and all you will
yeah,
he wants out the bride.
He
wants out his bride.
And
invite you not clothed as you're worthy to do.
Ask
you, how did you enter in my city?
And
they have to gather you there. These angels.
Mm-hmm.
Matayo esula yabiri mu biri olinyirwa 13.
Matthew 22 verses 13.
Awukabaka n'abagamba abaweereza be nti mumusibe emikono n'amagulu.
Ba malaika b'omuliro.
The angels of fire.
Abasomyeko nafe musiru ey'omukaaga.
Those who started with us the sixth seal.
N'ekibinja kya malaika eky'omukaaga.
And the group of the sixth group of angels.
Mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
In the journey of
heaven. Ba malaika b'omuliro.
The angels of fire.
Abavunaanyizibwa okukasuka y'abonoonyi mu nnyanja y'omuliro.
Responsible for cast the evil in the lake of fire.
Ajja asooka kusiba bugero obwo n'emikono.
They will first bind those legs and the hand.
Bakusuulayo mu nnyanja y'omuliro nga teri kwesumulula.
In the lake of fire and you can't release yourself.
Uh-huh.
Where did you pass without the bride's garment?
Matthew 22 verse 13.
Nchono yajisewa.
Taina na byambalo bya bugole. They have no clothes of the
musibe obugole obwo.
They are feet.
Ne mikono.
Even the
hands. Musule mukizikiza.
Throw them in the darkness.
Omanyi olwalero osokera mukizikiza eri.
Omunyo obutakoma. The darkness in the bottomless pits.
Mugeyena.
In hell.
Unakuru musango bakulete wali mukibuga.
On judgment they will bring you in the city.
Wali yoke bakusula te munyanja yo.
Then they will throw you in the lake of fire.
Bulijoba de mugole obo oganye obo yagala
oba
warokoko watu warokoko
whether you refuse or you accept
oli mugole
whether
sebuto yamba de
you are a bride the problem you've not clothed the garments of the bride
era oja kujja gwerina kumukolo
you will come you wait
wadera kumukolo te kubula ko babi
though on the occasion there never disappears ugly one
ejega mecho ke mogera je chikoma
what you speak ends there
yes yes
praise Jesus
amen.
Ira tu chimani, ewa tu ba bolida ira. Ujizo beri yonga kuweka na kuwa mukoro.
Kumukoro kwa. An evil bride on our occasion.
Ubuli haroga mashi.
You preach and receive.
Bagole biyebichi.
What is that bride?
Pua ulida ulida Davida. Omani wanzamuri na ulugezigezi. Ne wovu tu dao japo ulugezigezi.
Where you sit there, you have Wazeki. Yet you are seated here.
Wefu kira sitani.
You become Satan for yourself. When the children of God gathered into it, came you to become a devil to yourself. You
speak
contending against the words of God. Still, you don't lack in our ministry. You are there, but there is a time to repent. You think?
Let me
I want the Holy Spirit to handle you for us there.
And
you first hear how his hand appears and you contend with him. Now God give you grace. You are in.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on with the bride. Let's leave that past. They will align themselves. Matthew 22 verse 14. Called are many on this wedding banquet. All of us in the world, no one was not called. When
he
speaks with us in Matthew 11, 28-30, come all who are weary and the burden. He called us all. Others are tired, we don't admit they are tired.
Now,
go on this banquet, it will happen.
But
how did you enter here?
You
have no garments of the bride. When we speak of that bride, should we first point to ourselves that word? As the church and as Uganda,
to
go prepare other brides all over the world.
We are asked
that garment, how can it appear? And how is it clothed? And how is it kept? And using who is this? Who is the bride?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Omani,
you know, yes, what the one with the bride. That is the bridegroom. The one who owns all peace in heavens and earth. When he speaks with us in John,
yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
I know
the one with the bride is the bridegroom.
Yes,
is the one married. We want to ask ourselves, what form of garments which you have to clothe besides the one you've seen on projector? You know, on the screen you saw a garment. And you wonder how you're going to clothe. Oh, I'm going to get some money. And I buy off some clothing. Me too, I can clothe like this bride. That I've found when I'm not naked.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Now, the one we look unto. We want to pass the creek in John chapter 3, verses
28.
John chapter 3, verses
28. Muliba jiru wabange, nga na yoke nanti, sinze Kristo. Na yenga, natumibwa, ukumukule mbida.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. Apostle John the Baptist, all the prophets,
yes,
praise Jesus so much. He himself told them he is not the Christ. He was there leading that bridegroom. It is like John the Baptist. He was together with the Holy Spirit to prepare for the first birth of Christ. But the truth is this. It's not me, Jesus. Are we together? We too have been sent by Christ to prepare that bride.
To
prepare, you gather the chief bride. And you gather to prepare the entire world. Churches, the saints of God, all over the world. It is understood how he is to prepare them. What form of clothing? And yet he too clothes them.
Uganda,
you have to first clothe the clothing of the bride. And they see an example of the other brides, a church which is holy. Let's read the next verse.
29.
John chapter 3, verses 29.
I know Mugole, Yawasa. Nayemukwano Goyo, Awasa. Aimilanga Murida. Asan you can know.
You hear very well. The one with the bride is the one who married.
But
the friend of him, he hears very well. And he says,
Uganda, now
we named upon the, our brother a friend of the one marrying. We are a friend of Christ so much. We are the first brides. We rejoice to prepare brides of Christ. Church which is holy. That without spot not a
wrinkle.
All over the world. For it's there as friends of Jesus. Those say, for God in our country, we shall stand.
Amen.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We rejoice.
But Gambia,
when he told us, you are my friend, you prepare a feast for me. You know, let me tell you, the friend of the one married,
he is
chief in
eh?
Doing the work of the work of those occasions. Have you understood? When you put here and you're a next man, We no more have best minds. The era before there has been darkness over that world. The one marrying is there, and you call this one the best man. Now the one marrying is the ugly man.
Ye best man,
the best man himself, the one to marry.
Next man.
Now we get the next man.
Again,
the one who's going to get married next. We no more bring darkness in the council. And the words without knowledge.
Katife,
now we
put in next to Christ.
Again,
the quarter
is going to do
us.
He's coming back for
it.
We are friends of
him.
We are preparing the occasion.
Amen.
Yes, we
praise
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
As we begin to do.
Amen.
You know, let me tell
next
you.
Man.
The next man.
Ateekamu ekisoboka kyonna
ye mukwano
gwakola ki
gwawasa
ateekamu ekisoboka omukolo gunyume omukolo gubeere gwakabi omukolo gubeere ku mutindo gw'ekika kya waggulu gubeere mu kwewuunyisa gulangibwa mu nsi yonna bannange wuuyo ajja bannange omugole ajja bannange akomawo mwetegeke. Kati Uganda.
Now you can't.
Jagaro imusadde bozi lyo kuvanira
ero. Your voice like today.
Ogendolange omukoro ogwo.
Go proclaim that peace.
Amina.
Ero tandika okutegeka abagu. Buli ayingira omukoro mutegeke.
Begin to prepare whoever enters the occasion.
Protia.
Don't fear.
Kubanga mukama yakusonzeemu.
God is pointed in you.
Nti oli mukwano gwe.
That you are his friend.
Mukwano gwa washa.
Friend of the one marrying.
Tudire mukoro jiri oro.
Yokani sura eyokusatu. Olinyirwa biri mwenda.
John 3:29.
Alina omugole yawasa. Naye mukwano gw'oyo awasa ayimirira nga awulira. Asanyukira nnyo eddoboozi lyoyo awasizza.
Titusobola na kuddirira mu kigambo
kino. Not retard over this word.
Alina omugole yawasa.
The one with the bride Mary.
Ye Yesu.
Is Jesus.
Naye mukwano gwe.
But his friend.
Omwoyo omutukuvu wamu naffe.
The Holy Spirit with us.
Kubanga bwe twabadde tuwulira.
For us we heard. In Revelation.
Yatu gani ndio moyo na omugole
bagamba.
Yangu
right say come.
Kati fenga mikwano je.
Tulira
dobozi lya mangu.
We feel his voice quick.
Uganda tosobola kulemerwa kulira dobozi lino.
You can't fail to hear this voice.
Kubanga wategekebwa okuba next man.
You have to be a next man.
Adira o Kristo ategeke mikolo ejo bukole.
To press to lay on your hands of the bride.
Tugenda kangwe tugenda tege kensio na yeye kasenga tujitegese mwenye ya Yesu. Titugenda kulemirwa kubanga bantu wadde bikozesebwa
ku mukoro. We are not to fail for the givers what to use in the work.
Yokani sura iyo kusatu olunyiriri lwabiri mwenda.
John 3:29.
Kale sanyu lyange eryo lituukiridde. Asatu ye kimugwanira okukula na yense okutowala
nti kakati kitusanyukira kiri kimu
what were choice of his word
tubeeranga yokano mubatizi
we are like John the Baptist
tukakana
we humble
Yesu nakola
Jesus lifted up
na imusibwa
he is lifted up
tuvola banga mujja mu new generation
that's why when you come in new generation
tusoka ne tukuyimusha nga tugenda mu kigamba
osoka
okulumize kitafu osoka okulumize Yesu okulumize omwoyo omutukufu
find the Holy Spirit
ne tukugamba tulako
and we tell you now seats
yani liza abaweleza
welcome ministers.
Obazo kuandiza Yesu.
You've welcome Christ.
Abaweleza baje.
Ministers, let them come.
Sikudda mukwekuluniza okubira akalogo yenduru. Obera bila
tuddeko. And you forget the one sitting on it.
Ati tetulimu
wano. That's what we are in.
Tugenda kuba abaweleza.
We are going to be ministers.
Abakakana.
Humble.
Na Kristo bwakola
shi. The Christ is being raised up.
Bwakulumizibwa mu nsi yonna.
Up in the entire world.
Yokani sura ya kusatu. Olunyirwa satu mulumu.
John 3:31.
Ava muguru. Yafuga byonna owomunsi abawamunsi ayogera bya munsi ava muguru yafuga byonna asatu mubiri kiyalaba kiyawulira kyategeeza sote wali muntu akkiriza kutegeeza kwe asatu musatu akkiriza okutegeeza kwe ngataddeka kaboneroke nti Katonda wa mazima asatu munya kubanga Katonda guyatuma ayogera ebigambo bya Katonda kubanga bwagaba omwoyo tamugerera. When he gives the Spirit, he never measures him. Jesus comes with the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
The
reason why that Spirit has led him up to today, according to the new generation, with the full knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so
much. Now, as the Church of Christ, starting from the nation Uganda, let's begin to prepare as brides of Christ, the Holy Church, without the spot, not a wrinkle. And we prepare nations.
Messages on not going to zikwata,
all the messages we are going to come to them, we make books,
TV
and
yo,
television is going on
there.
It is holding only the call of the nation of Uganda.
Messages,
and messages worthy of us to put there. Those before could not put in anything meaningless, meaningful. We've been a friend of the one married. They do all things, the bride to appear nice.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now in that word, the clothing are like this. When you look to Ephesians 5, 25 to 27,
he
speaks this on church. It's not meant to hold a spot, not a wrinkle. Ephesians 5 from 25. Alioka kitukuze nga mazo kukirongosa no kukinaza namazzi mu kigambo abiri musanvu alioka kyete yenyini ekanisa yekitibwa nga telina bala ne wankubadde olufunyiro ne wankubadde kyonna ekifanana nga bino.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Nti Kristo Yesu,
that Christ Jesus,
yewaye kuwe kanisa,
gave himself up for church,
that
he may cleanse it with the water through the word. All we shall move on be the word of God. God's point on the evils we have to leave. Even right actions you point on,
to
take off sports and wrinkles,
acts
which are not of righteousness.
Are you capable of presenting mukolo guno?
Present us on the wedding banquet.
A kanisa,
the church,
a tiny bar,
which has
no one,
not a wrinkle.
The question
is,
zimbe the kanisa,
building the cold church,
Yesu
Jesus coming back for it?
Ireba kusonde Jesus,
when they teach us money,
muzimbe,
build.
Mumuzimba kanisa ya Yesu,
building the Church of Christ.
Nemuleta buri chume
chikozesemwa
kupima ebizimbe,
used to measure the buildings.
Nene mulemeru okutegeka kanisa,
fail to understand church.
Nainga Uganda,
but as Uganda,
tufuke mukwano gwono kuba ye yatuyise,
let's become a friend of this one for Uganda,
that we
become a friend of the one
tubere kanisa amugore asoso okweteka teka,
except the first bride to prepare themselves,
tutegeka abagole abalala bonna okwetula ensi yonna,
prepare other brides all over the world.
Ekanisa entukuvu etalina bala ni wankubadde olufunyiro,
only church without spot, not a wrinkle.
Umanyibu haba yogena na fumu kubikulirwa.
No one speaks with us Revelations.
Kubikulwa kumina muenda.
Revelations 19.
Yes, we have a zibu.
Praise Jesus.
Atutandikoru nyoro msavu.
Let's begin verse 7.
Kubikule sula ya kumina muenda na ulinyirwa msavu.
Revelations 19 verse 7.
Tusanyuke, tujaguse, tumwechi tiwa ye. Kubango obugole obo mwana kwendiga, butu use. Ne mukazi we yete setese.
Kakati ekizibu.
Now the problem, we can begin to rejoice after we understood how to prepare ourselves.
For
his every choice, truly
we
feel the peace.
Kubanga embaga y'obugole okunda kwa mukama wa Yesu.
Coming of the Lord Jesus.
Atwari mu kibuga Yerusalemu.
Take us to the Jerusalem.
Omukoro jikugenda okubeera
okukuru. The banquet which is to happen there.
Kituuse.
It's reached.
Omukoro yetegese.
The bride is ready.
Omukoro omusajja.
The bridegroom. Even the bride has said, church has prepared itself. Maybe like today, for scriptures speak of season and time. But sometimes, according to how we ordered buildings,
who
is one of you who sponsored, put money in buildings? Church of Christ.
Let's first build a house for God. A beautiful one.
You're
like a wolf on the mountain making noise. Pray for
yourself.
Prove yourself. You are a bride who is mad. They said the bride is ready. Your bride is not ready. We are dead. Church forgot even this. They are a murderous people. They are killing brides. They don't even know what church is. They are building buildings. Led by a bride who is blind, you've fallen in a problem.
Now,
when the Pope leads you, you have knocked.
Because
they keep building buildings, and they call them church.
We
want to ask on the world and the troubles on it. The foolishness troubles on this world. In Luganda, they say, little wisdom. Where is the feet? And the right man says,
empty tins.
They make noise much. They make a lot of noise.
And they are talking.
They think the rightful church is being built.
But empty tins
making noise for us. It's not abusing.
You know, foolishness
though you refuse when they tell it to you. Foolishness is foolishness.
Don't
take popo into bananas. It's impossible.
Let's
speak the language you understand now.
How can
you squeeze it in what way to become bananas?
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Mean.
We have to
the truth in the word.
Then
discover the power in the word.
Amen.
They said the bride is ready.
He's
preparing buildings, rather. And
you
find what's and they have lightings in it and they are moving up and down. When you see people
putting
God skirts like this here,
sister,
the sister and she preaches you the gospel of Satan.
And
she preaches the gospel of immorality and you feel, you see, she needs to follow.
There
are
boys
that are dying. The trousers are falling. They put the chains. They are breaking with no trousers. And you see a bride who is the mad thing.
But
the one preparing them is what level? It's madness to I don't know what level. That's why when
the
conference says,
youth mad's meeting.
This youth mad's meeting.
When
I speak,
it's
not me doing that. There are people doing them out there.
Conference, no, Julia.
You hear a conference.
Riot conference.
Riot conference.
Quake la casa.
To riot.
God,
you come from heaven.
The one leading
them is far mad.
I'm telling you,
we see them by their fruits.
The man calls you in a conference,
Mad's meeting. The meeting of the mad youth. Interpreting, they try to play it. Why did you bring that still? Mads.
Did you
bring riot conference?
In the riot conference,
you can carry a chair, beat your neighbor.
You are
waiting God to see you to answer you.
you can get
of your clothing.
Oh,
why don't you give a man you got? And told us one brother.
He's
a sister. She went at the prayer mountain.
She's
asking the man God is not hearing. She climbed the tree. And she opened this breast to give me for one. Even this
past,
you are going to give me a man.
I tell you some,
because of their mad leaders.
When
you find they have cut off their eyelashes, they cut them off and they paint the ones pointing up. What pride are you?
The body
depict your inside, you fell mad. Let's finish Revelations. Revelations
19 verses 8.
Let me tell you. The only way which enables you to be given a cloth, the linen of the
bride,
it's the white linen.
It
comes from your righteousness.
We
going to first clothe ourselves
with
the faith of the word of God
and
doing it.
Amen.
Bible
explains Romans 10. Verse 9 to 11.
He
says, a person believes in their
heart
to give righteousness.
But
a person to believe, Romans 10:17 says, faith comes from hearing. Hearing the word of God.
It
tells you what?
Leave
this.
Do
this.
If
you do this, they have commanded you.
Prepare clothing,
linens for you for the bride.
Amen.
And if you do it,
tells
in James, chapter
2,
15
to 19,
faith without works is dead.
That's
the word of God.
Chikugambare, kachino.
Leave this.
Chireke.
Leave it.
Kora what?
Do this.
Kora
you will see righteousness.
And
see how your cloth is made of your bride.
We
just speak the way
they
have, not the garment you're meant to be found with.
We
would have spoken the put to
one body,
but it's going to broaden. For there is the body they clothe that garment. Not the body of flesh.
There
is the body we are to get from heaven.
That
garment is clothed on it.
Amen.
We have to keep it. And
they're
in you.
Don't
accept it, be touched.
Yambare,
you cloth the gospel in your feet, put the belt of
truth.
We keep the garment to be holy in you.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. Let me tell you,
Uganda,
what God has done in Uganda is amazing.
God
has revealed how we are to do it.
If
you say you are my chief bride, prepare other brides. Tells you how you prepare them. You too, how you prepare yourself.
Amen.
He said this.
The
garment of your bride, the white linen,
it comes
from acts of righteousness. Let me
tell
you. Don't gather in any place. This is called church. And they can't tell you the righteousness and the
holiness.
And they correct you the wrong act and the right act. Don't waste your time. Get from this body naked. You have no clothing of the bride.
Be
for sick is bride. Let me tell you another secret.
If
a bride is in the village where they pass them in the body, in the flesh. We sent some money to work on them.
Okay.
Are we together?
The
bridegroom
Jesus, he said
miracles are
for children. That they can
prepare his bride to be well.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes,
he sent provision for us.
So
I can give you as orphans.
He
sent even a
cover.
He
helped
you prepare and lead you.
He sent
money
to
prepare ourselves and his bridal.
How
you still prepare yourself and you went to
the
money you send is little.
You
don't work yourself a little. You bring repaid the house.
You're
not prepared for the man.
Where
there's been a problem with church there. Gives you things, prepare yourself, you do things else.
You
work the miracle to align yourself, you go in other things.
Good
pride from this man.
It
amazes me.
Amen.
He sends you things to use. And so don't leave them with nothing. And the Holy Spirit prayed, said, don't leave me be poor.
Your
bride to still make your name a scorn.
And
don't give me much.
I
get rich to rather forget you.
After.
But I remain understanding you.
Oh,
so righteousness. Which we can't explain one by one from now.
Those
we have to study the Red Christ and his church. So you understand how it happens. In the book coming showing us schemes of Satan against God and his church. DVDs which are following.
He's
given us everything to use to prepare.
He
moves telling us. Revelations 19 verses
9. Nangamba nti ebyo byebigambo byamazima ebya Katonda.
These are
the words of truth.
Ebya Katonda.
Of God.
Mbaga ya mugole.
It's a wedding banquet.
Ekyambalo ekyeru.
The white linen. I would have spoken of that body.
But
when we get born again, we have to be given a body from heaven. Upon that they put that cloth.
And
when you reach the altar of God in heaven, and they move on, re-pan, work on the cloth.
And they add ingredients
on the body with wings of the angels.
But
let me tell you,
when
we study right Christ and his church,
you
will know how church is.
The
bride of Christ, the holy church, has no spot and not a wrinkle. But because of time,
I wanted
to summarize with this verse. First in all that has to help us as brides, our lamps must hold oil. Spirit must be filled of the Spirit of God. And you find you are found when your lamp is still lighting. The light of understanding and still in you. Of wisdom. The counsel of God. The knowledge. The power. The fear of God. Let's read Matthew 25. From verse 1.
Matayo esula eya bilimwe tano n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Matthew 25 from verse 1.
Mu biro ebyo obwakabaka obw'omuggulu bulifaananyizibwa abawala ekkumi abaatwala etabaaza zaabwe ne bagenda okusisinkana anaawasa omugole.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abawala kumi.
The 10 virgins
bayina etabaaza.
They have lamps.
Etabaaza eyo gimanyiko.
That lamp you know of it.
Twogera ku mwoyo.
We speak of your spirit.
And
let me first explain that one.
He
speaks of it in Proverbs 20, verses 27. He speaks of it like this. Proverbs
20, 27. ebitundu byonna eby'omutima
praise Jesus. The 10 virgins,
they
take their lamb.
You
think they went with lanterns like that?
You
pick up your spirit. But the problem, the oil. You are getting blocked.
That
of yourself from the spirit of God.
Is
the one meant to join with your spirit to lighten very well.
Hey.
When you read the 10 virgins and they have taken the lamp and you imagine taking the lanterns with bottles of oil,
not getting
revealed of the word is very dangerous. You may fail even to do what you're meant to do for not getting revealed. If you
read
virgins, which are these virgins?
Yet
it's you, one of them.
Even
your lamp, you don't know it.
Hey. Oh,
all these are
very
that lamp is your spirit.
Yourself.
Besides your body. When you read Romans 8:16,
I'll
be joined on oil from the Holy Spirit.
Romans 8:16.
The Spirit himself, together with our spirit,
he will prove
on the other day whether you're a child of God. You have oil or not. Your spirit has to be filled with the Spirit of God. When the bridegroom comes to find you, and your lamp holds oil.
Maybe
you don't understand it.
Among them.
I'm not abusing you.
I want to be well
by the Spirit of God.
No matter how you poo
and squeeze it, can become bananas.
Foolishness
we speak of it. Me, you see.
Foolishness,
if you wait it will finish and you get back. What wisdom you have. Me, my foolishness, if you weigh it on the scale, it will roll down, go back like that.
It
bypasses its limit.
For
me, I was walking knowing nothing. I am a senseless child. If I speak of foolishness, someone can be fool.
And they get under the foolishness.
It is there. You're a fool.
No, yomba.
And you quarrel. And his foolishness is causing you to quarrel with him. There you know
it's
rotating and coming back, beat you down. And it comes back again.
Today,
let's get back.
Matthew 25:1.
These are 10 virgins. They
have taken their lamps.
Understood, the lamp is the human spirit.
Now, 5
are foolish.
We
don't want to speak of it. The 5 are foolish. They have spirits in the world.
You
have the spirit in you yourself. But you refuse to be joined on
oil,
the spirit of God.
Romans 8:16.
The spirit himself with our spirit speaks that we are children of God.
Kati omoyo ge mafuta.
And the spirit
ge wetaga.
Oil you need.
Kati abawara abashiru.
Now the foolish passion.
Muri ayo muri ekana muri ekana.
You're making noise.
Whatever now with
Kansa, due to your gosh afraid.
The man
is out there making noise just. Instead of getting your lamps to get oil.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
You know,
an apostle is like that. He despises every person around. But
they've
sent him just.
They
tell you speak like an apostle.
Umanya.
You know.
Umutume,
an apostle tell him
to
speak this and that and the other. He doesn't look for what to speak.
Babi
for they gave him what to speak, he reports it just.
Yes, yes.
Praise
yes.
Jesus.
Amen.
And
the
apostle is saying, go tell this person, you lack what to speak. That's why the Bible, we don't research much. We studied in the jar of heaven the entire of it.
Everything
to be revealed. You just tell me, explain this. We begin from there. We begin.
Amen.
The much like that it follows.
Amen.
Yes, we have praise Jesus.
Amen.
The virgins five foolish. Now the five are wise. Where did they get the wisdom?
Bible
Jeremiah 8 verses 9. If they reject the word of God, what wisdom is in them? Now the wise
abatano,
wise, the five,
they have
wisdom in the word.
Amen.
And when they seek on the
world,
most for is the word of God. And they were on the petrol stations where they preached the gospel of the word. You know, fools, they kept moving else aimless like that. Let's go get all the water and they go for that and they gather water there and they get a holy apple and they buy holy rice. They are just gathering everything. Others tell them,
fire.
You
are
like mad things out there. You have to be wise. You have to be the five wise.
Those
who seek the word of God. What made them wise? But everywhere you hear, now
the
name of Jesus,
it's
wrapped on your name, your miracle, having your name attached. You know that voices are coarse like that. I don't know what's wrong with the voices.
In
Uganda, they say that the frog knocked you. You know when a
voice
that never changes the voice, they can't steal well from you.
Now,
these people may have some wizard life in them.
And
they hide in the church of Christ. Let's finish this
part.
Time is left us.
Matthew
25
verse 3. Nebatetwalira mafuta
aiya
olwokuna naye abalina amagezi nebatwala mafuta mu machipa gaabwe wamu netabaza zaabwe
ekipa yoje manyi.
Do you know yoja
umbiri kwa moguru
this body of heaven
ebisewa bingi nyoya kati
kinaji we can explain one by one
kanisa hii.
But in the right question of this church
you'll
see the body of heaven how it appears
akujuda mafuta
filled of oil. All the lips are dripping of mire. The other body of heaven. The Holy Spirit joins with your spirit.
And
anoint the entire of you. Your spirit is filled of oil.
It
means lighting. You enter eternal life.
Those
who perished came to hell in the darkness. After that lake of fire.
Kati?
Now. All of them are going to sleep. They full sleep without oil. Let's see.
Matayo abili mutano tano.
Matthew 25:5.
Naye anawasa omugole bwe yalwawo bonna ne babongoota ne beebaka.
Bonna babongoota.
All of them slept.
Okimanyi nti boogera ku kufa kw'omubiri.
They speak of the death of the body.
Tebeebaka weeba.
They didn't sleep physical like this. That's what is spoken to John. John 11.
He says,
Lazarus is not as dead, he's asleep.
Do
you understand that? All slept. They died. Those without oil in their lamp, where are they? They are in hell. Those with the oil are in the city of God.
They
even hide what garments. They are in the saints of God. On the day of the bridegroom's coming, they are going to wake up all of them.
The
Bible says then, the evil will raise up for shame
and
everlasting torments in the lake of fire.
And
the saints will raise up for eternal life and joy. Let us see.
Matayo esura ya 25 n'olunyolo mukaga.
Matthew 25 verses 6.
Naye kiro mutumbi ni wabo oliyogaano nti laba anawasa omugole ajja. Mufulume okumusinkana. Olw'omusanvu.
Bonna baalina furuma.
They all were meant to come out.
Abalala bafuluma mu magombe.
Others come out from hell.
Abalala bava mu kibuga kya Katonda
bajja. Others from the city of God coming.
Ontegedde bulungi.
Have you understood that? Even the fools among these, they have come. The bridegroom has come.
Matthew 25
verses 7.
Abawala bali bonna ne balyoka bagolokoka ne balongoosa etabaaza zaabwe olw'omunaana. Abasirusiru ne bagamba abalina amagezi nti mutuwe ku mafuta gammwe.
What will be there?
Bana abasiru siru abali mugeyena.
The foolish one in hell.
Namu abali meri walero.
If you fail today,
wanga muri dechi gamu ne mugano.
And you refuse to humble to the voice.
Yemuna agoro kuvwe magombe.
When you will awake from hell,
amuri mubiri gwe magombe.
And you are in a body of hell,
kuringe miko,
which is like dry sticks.
Mutuwe ku mafuta bana.
Give us of oil.
Mutuwe ku moyo.
Give us of the spirit.
What I
have is enough for me. Leave alone. My bottle I
got.
I'm just getting blacked.
Matayo esula yabili mutano. Nolunyiri olomunana.
Matthew 25 verses 8.
Abasiru siru nebagamba abalina magezi nti mutuwe ku mafuta gamwe. Kubanga tabaza zaffe zigwerera.
Spirits were melting. They come from hell and have been beaten there. Moving them on to melt them in the lake of fire. Their life is finishing. They are afraid. They say, give us the spirit that adds us life. The spirit is what brings life.
Matthew
25 verses 9.
Naye abalina amagezi ne baddamu. Nebagamba nti wozzi tegatumale ffenna nammwe.
Abalina amagezi abalina ekigambo kya
Katonda.
Kubanga amagezi gali mu kigambo.
Wisdom is in the word.
Nebagamba tuleke.
They say, leave us alone.
Amafuta buli omu yakunganya
gamumala. Everyone gathered was enough for them.
Nze omwoyo gwe nakunganya mmala kugulamu bwange obeere nga bujjudde.
My life to be feels.
When he came in
John 10, verse 10
is saying,
the thief that they come,
came
to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I came,
and
I have life, life which is filled up.
Now
I feel my life, you tell me I give you, leave me alone.
The righteous
of the righteous one will be on him.
Work
righteousness for yourself today.
Not
from the evil acts. Not from
the evil acts.
People put their own righteousness.
They are
and they leave the righteousness of God. I do this, I'm righteous. You are righteous when you do as God commands, not as you think.
Matthew 25, verses 9. Bwe bali bagenda okugula, anawasa omugole najja. Nabo abali beteeseteese ne bayingira naye mu mbaga ey'obugole.
Kakati fa tujja sooka tuwambuke.
Now we shall first ascend.
Tugere ne Mukama waffe.
We lift up with the Lord Jesus.
Tubalinde ku musango.
Wait for them on judgment.
We are
bright, prepared ourselves.
Era nga Uganda.
But as Uganda.
Nasaba tandikwa kweteeka ekkanisa
etukuvu. Begin to prepare a holy church. Itaina
bala na lufunyiro.
Without spot.
Omugole wa Kristo.
The bride of Christ.
Then
we prepare nations. Now imagine.
Foolish virgins
go to the petrol station to buy.
But
they tell you, are they still there? For you came on the petrol station. This time you are on the petrol station.
Yes, we
are. Jesus.
The
Spirit put the petrol
station. You
feel the Spirit through the word.
Once
he tells us a spirit and they are alive, the anointing teaching us.
Petro
stations will be no more.
There
are no
evangelists,
there
are
no pastors, there are no apostles.
Even
now we have a problem.
Some petrol stations
are very dead. The petrol, the oil is watery.
You don't
just go wherever you find a petrol station.
We petrol station agakade,
we
agadini
have
dini.
All petrol stations, the religions.
Agakade,
they are
amafuta.
Very old, the oil there.
Gari mwa oiro,
I don't know what is in there. Stagnant water. Don't dare waste
time
there.
Now
they are born against who are false.
Petrol station yungu.
Petrol station are very dead.
They
need petrol, they put paraffin in
there. You hear it? It's praying,
but just making
noise
there.
Yes.
There is no oil at all.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Be very careful. Now the petrol station
is
reduced. Those have the oil of the Holy Spirit. Others have that of the Holy Ghost. The demon.
You
go to every petrol station
you find.
Everywhere you find church, you think it's a church.
You find a petrol station,
you go to buy.
You say
buy where you have nothing to buy with.
You go to Bible college.
For what? You pay for it
there. Special service.
There is a special service to pay for them. But even what you buy.
You would have known and realized what you buy.
Yes,
we have a
free. But he called us free. Now it's one thing.
The
lamb the five virgins had. Proverbs 20:27. That the human spirit. It's the lamp. Which God uses. To search out his heart.
No mutimagwe.
And the body parts.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
And
it tells us
Romans 8:2,
all the Spirit himself is filled with our spirits.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
The truth is that the
Holy Spirit is the one we are to welcome. It is fullness that we get filled of the spirits.
Amen.
That we get to be worthy of the occasion of that wedding feast. For the Holy Spirit is spoken of in
Zechariah.
The seven lamps which pour oil. Let me summarize this. Time is left us.
Zekaria esule yokuna nolinyolusoka.
Zechariah 4 from verses 1.
Malaika eri ayogera nange nakomawo nazukusa ng'omuntu bwazukusibwa mu tulootwe. Olwokubiri. Nangamba nti olabye ki? Ne njogera nti ntunudde era laba. Ekikondo ekyetabaaza ekya zaabu kyonna n'ekibya kyakyo nga kiri waggulu ku kyo n'ettabaaza zaakyo omusanvu. Ettabaaza eziri waggulu waakyo buli ttabaaza ng'eriko emimiro musanvu. Olwokusatu. N'emizeyituuni ebiri ku mabbali eruuyi n'eruuyi ogumu ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'ekibya ogumu ku mukono ogwa kkono. Olwokuna. N'enziramu ne ngamba malayika eri ayogera nange n'enkyogera nti ebyo biki mukama wange. Olwokutaano. Malayika eri ayogera nange n'addamu n'angamba nti tomanyi ebyo bwe biri. N'enkyogera nti nedda mukama wange.
Yesu yeebazibwe
nnyo. Yalaba
ettabaaza musanvu.
He saw seven lambs.
Naye lunyiri lwakuna olugamba ezeemalamu amafuta.
But when you skip.
Zekaliya essula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
Zechariah 4 verse 6.
N'addamu n'angamba nti kino kye kigambo kya Mukama eri Zerubbaberi nga kyogera nti si lwamaanyi so si lwa buyinza naye lwa mwoyo gwange bw'ayogera Mukama w'eggye. Olw'omusanvu. Olusozi olunene weeyita ki mu maaso ga Zerubbaberi? Olibeera olusenyi era alireeta ejjinja erya waggulu ne balirangirira nti liweebwe ekisa, liweebwe ekisa. Olw'omunaana. Nate ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijja gye ndi nga kyogera nti emikono gya Zerubbaberi girasizza ennyumba eyo era n'emikono gye giri gimala.
Katubuke mutusome olwo 11.
Zekaliya essula ey'okuna oluyiira 11.
Zechariah 4:11.
N'ensiramu ne mugamba nti emizeyituuni gino ebiri kye ki ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'ekikondo eky'ettabaaza ne ku mukono gwakyo ogwa kkono. 12. N'ensiramu omulundi ogw'okubiri ne mugamba nti amatabi gano abiri maki ag'emizeyituuni agali ku mabbali g'emimwa ebiri egya zaabu ag'emalamu gokka amafuta aga zaabu.
Yesu
yeebazibwa.
Amafuta agava ku mizeyituuni ebiri.
The oil from the two olive trees.
Amanyiddwa nga bakerubi ababiri.
Those known as the two cherubims.
G'emalamu nga gayingira mu bikondo by'ettabaaza omusanvu.
They poured themselves into the seven lampstands.
Ez'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Of the Holy Spirit.
Kati omwoyo omutukuvu
ono. This Holy Spirit.
Bwe yeegatta n'omwoyo gwaffe.
When it joins with our spirit.
Ajjuzaawo amafuta.
Fills up the oil.
Bwe tuyita obulamu.
That we call life.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kyovula banga biko batume sule yokubiri.
That's why Acts 2.
Onyoro okusatu.
Verse 3.
Pako lwokona.
4.
Bajuzibwa omoyo wa
Katonda. Filled of the spirit of God.
Katusome yetu ulile. Uyite mbwango.
Biko batume esule yokubiri no lunyiriri olwokubiri.
Acts 2 from verses 2.
Amangu ago okuuma ne kuba muguru. Ngempe we uuma na manyi. Ne kuchusa enyumba yonna mwe bali batudde. Olwokusatu. Ne kulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeeyawuddemu buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu. Olwokuna. Bonna ne bajjula Omwoyo Omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'Omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Omwoyo Omutukuvu bw'ajjako gwe mu nnimi ez'omuliro.
When the Holy Spirit comes on you in tongues of fire.
Ojjuzibwa Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
You are filled of the Holy Spirit.
Ojjuzibwa amafuta.
And you are filled of the anointing.
Okuva ku myoyo musanvu egya Katonda.
From the seven spirits of God.
Kubanga gye giraga.
Those are what show.
Obujjuvu obw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
The fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Era bw'otambula n'obujjuvu
obwo. When you move with that fullness.
Omanya ettabaaza ye yakabulungi.
You know your lamp is lightening very well. Bikulibwa
essula y'okulanya olw'okutaano agamba bw'ati.
Revelation 4:5 he says this.
Wanganyonyola ennimi ez'omuliro ezzaka ku bikwa abatume.
When he explains tongues of fire which came in the earth.
Balyoke bajjuzibwe omwoyo wa Katonda.
That they got filled of the spirit of God.
Ku bikulibwa essula ey'okuna n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Revelation 4:5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okumwatuka. N'ettabaaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
So bwe tuba tujjuzibwa amafuta okuva eri omwoyo
omutukuvu. When we are filled of oil from the Holy Spirit.
Tutunuulira ettabaaza omusanvu.
We look at the seven lamps.
Those standing before the throne of God, they are the seven spirits of God, which make up fullness of the Holy Spirit. It is to join with your spirit that you be on the five wise virgins, the brides prepared very well, those with garments like we've studied them, and those led by the Spirit of God. In all, wherever you fellowship from, try to see you afield the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom through the word still, the Spirit of understanding of God, the Spirit of the curse of God, the Spirit of power of God, the Spirit of knowledge of God, and the spirit of fear of God, together with the spirit of God. And you found a bride with your white linen garment and your lamb is filled of oil in its bottle.
Yes,
Jesus. These are broad words. When he speaks of seven spirits of God, as we wind up,
he
speaks this in Isaiah. Isaiah 11, verses
2.
These are seven spirits you're meant to be filled of. Prove your lamp as a bride.
It's
filled of oil.
This
is what we have to do in the entire world. Isaiah 11, verses 2.
You
have to be filled of the Spirit of God, to glorify God the Father and the Son. You have to be filled of the Spirit of wisdom in the Word. You have to be filled of the Spirit of understanding of God.
You
have to be filled with the spirit of counsel of God, as scriptures of truth are, and the spirit of power, which is in the word.
You have to be
filled with the spirit of knowledge of the one true God, and the Christ he sent. You have to be filled with the spirit of fear of God, to hate evil, and to help many come from evil. And then you will be found a bride who is worthy. Praise Jesus so much. According to 2 Corinthians 5, verses 1 to 3,
you
will see the body from heaven, which is clothed upon the white linen. And in Ephesians, verses chapter 6, Ephesians 6:10. Unto
13,
you'll see of the garments we clothe, of the
soldier,
of the army of God, the Holy Church, to keep that cloth as brides of Christ. We close preparation of the gospel of peace in the feet, and we clothe the truth in the waist, and we put the truth in the waist.
Christ Jesus,
Christ Jesus, as he came in the scroll, the blessed spirit of righteousness, which comes from faith, and faith comes from hearing, and hearing the word of God, the shield of faith, command by command, two to four commands, 2 to 4 scriptures upon every word which is preached of or which is spoken of. Here a little, there a little. Old and the New Testaments.
We
the sword of the word of God. The Old and the New Testament. The helmet of salvation. The Holy Spirit who came in the Acts. As tongues of fire. On the hearts of apostles. Then we keep that cloth, and we get to be a holy church, which has not spot or not a wrinkle. Most of things on the bride,
Uganda,
the chief brides, those preparing brides all over the world, the holy church, which has not a spot, not a wrinkle. Most of those, find them where we study schemes of Satan, to God and his church.
mukanyomera ako tujja kuba tuwabula Kristo mutufu ne
kanisa we shall separate the right Christ and his church
leba Kristo abulimba na makanisa
the false Christ and their churches
mukama akumpere nnyo omukisa
may God bless you
webale kujja
thank you for coming
tujja kudda n'okolesebwa kwa Oluganda
we shall repeat the vision of the brother
Oluganda sister wafe
the brother our sister
Mwalaba wechiti kwa Yoweri Museveni
Kaguta. The daughter of His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Patience Rwabogo.
Patience Rwabogo.
Okuva ku myaka 10 na gumu.
Right from 11 years.
Katonda yamulabikiranga na mugamba.
God appeared unto her telling her.
Omusana ogw'okutegeera.
That the light of understanding.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Okuva mu Uganda.
To come from Uganda.
Okubona ensi yonna.
To spread the entire world.
Kama kuwa omukisa.
God bless you.
Webale kujja.
Thank you for coming.